Donnie, your game balls from the Steelers win over the Chargers.
We'll work 3-1 on these. Little Calvin Austin gets on the board for, I think, the first time ever. I don't know. Maybe I gave him one last season for the game in Vegas. I can't remember. I don't know if Chris has it back that far, but definitely his first.
Hold on. I've only been tracking your game balls for 2 weeks here, my friend. This is a new Mulsey development here.
Okay, I didn't know if you tracked them from last season.
No, I'm sorry. I have a Google document open tracking this. I typed in Calvin Austin, and right now Google is trying to fill in the name Bechtold. Like, they think that's what should come next.
Mr. Week 3.
Yeah.
72-yarder against the Raiders, and now this 55-yarder.
I'll say something quickly about him, and every time you bring something like this up, you don't want to get out over your skis and make like a stupid proclamation. So know that I'm saying this like not tepid in a tepid manner, but like I'm trying to be controlled about this. He's the kind of player that if you get good quarterbacking, suddenly I think there could be a re-examination of was that a bust of a draft pick? Because he's dangerous if you get him the ball with a little bit of space, and he's shown pretty good hands so far. He's catching laser beam passes. I think Fields is also throwing, by the way, a very catchable ball, even though he's rifling it in there.
And I was 0-1 on that move. Tomlin wins this round versus me.
4-95.
Because I would have had Roman Wilson in the slot yesterday. I thought that was a mistake to not dress him, and they played the same position. So I guess that doesn't happen if Wilson's in there. Here is Austin on his big play.
Just because I don't think we kind of anticipated. We just, like I said, when we go out there, I mean, we know that anytime, for instance, a slant for GP could be the big play. For instance, Scotty catching that drag, you know, breaking a tackle, that could be a big play. We don't really just go in searching for, ooh, I hope it's this one. You know, we just try to each play, try to make that the best play, that the best play it is, because, and you know, in this league, sometimes hard to, you know, just get behind the team, so get behind the defense, so you sometimes got to turn that short to long.
First wide receiver game ball of the year for Donnie?
Yes, let me just go back.
Who had that on the bingo card? Austin getting one before George Pickens.
Let me just go through. It was Boz number one, TJ number two, Dante Jackson number three in the Atlanta game. Darnell Washington, your first star, Deshaun Elliott, and then a tie.
Punters.
Of Corliss Waitman and Riley Dixon, both punters given game balls in week two.
Game ball number two, Donnie.
Yeah, Waitman doesn't get one this week, but he did boot the ball pretty well.
And he does wear number eight.
Yet again. And I did see the guy, I think Kevin Adams posted him on Twitter first. I did see the guy, though, in the flesh who had the duct tape over the name Pickett on the back with Waitman spelled out. I might think about doing that myself.
I follow a shocking number of Eagles fans, I've known professionally. They were calling for Pickett halfway through that game.
Oh, my God.
They were like, I said, like, you do know who the backup is, right? He said, at this point, Hurts deserves to be
They're
benched.
They're idiots. They got a good team. They're 2-1 right now. Anyways, next up.
Justin Fields gets his first game ball. 25 of 32, 245. Two total touchdowns. He did have the interception. Of course, Bud Dupree, of all people, the one that comes down with it, too. What poetic justice done by Bud Dupree?
I of all the people I didn't want to see come down with that ball out of that scrum.
It's the guy that wanted to fight me.
It was Dupree. I didn't want him to have a highlight in that game. I will give Najee Harris credit on that play.
He tried to prevent it from happening.
He attempted to make a very heads-up play and just slam that ball into the ground, but there was such a sea of humanity, it just hit somebody's helmet or pads and went right to Dupree.
Fields on the improving offense.
Yeah, the first half, we didn't run the ball like we wanted to. So, you know, second half, especially late in the game when we had to run the ball, the running backs and O-line did a great job. Even in situations where we knew we had to run the ball, they did a great job executing. Naj and CP, they were hitting the hole great, and you know, we were getting first downs after first down. So anytime you can get that run game going, and this just helps us out overall. So.
Deflecting the credit, very franchise quarterback thing to do. Started 11 for 11, and it could have been more if not for drops. And then the number one game ball, Donnie, for the Steelers, 20-10 victory over the Chargers goes to
Nick Herbig.
Knew it.
Two sacks, two TFLs. He only played 19 snaps. And he got that done.
One forced fumble.
It's hard to not pick him.
He is an absolute menace.
He's like, mini Watt.
Well, he just, I think he's obviously a strong guy because he's an NFL player. You've got to be pretty physically strong. But, I mean, he is as pure of a speed rusher as it gets. I think it actually is even tougher for some guys to block him, Pony, than Watt in this very narrow way. Watt's what, pretty much 6'4", 6'5", you would say?
Yeah.
What is Herbig? 6 foot? Maybe 6'1". So when he does that little Watt bend move with his speed, those guys trying to block him are too tall to get down to him.
Here is Watt on his little brother, not his real little brother. He is the littlest brother, right? Derek's older than him?
Yes, TJ is the youngest.
So here is his adopted little brother, Herbig, on his breakout game.
That kid has supreme confidence in himself. You can't tell him anything. And I respect the heck out of it. And he's going to do everything that he possibly can to perform. He's going to ask every question. He's going to turn over every stone and just bust his tail. And I respect the heck out of Nick. And I'm glad that he had the day that he did today.
They gave Highsmith the money, so they'll play him, and he's rock solid. But he better get back out there because he's in jeopardy of getting Wally pipped. Because that kid makes play after play after play.
The only thing I can think of besides the money, and I think Highsmith's a very good player. This is not a diss at him. The only thing I think might make them nervous about Herbig is him not being that big. They'll run at him if he's out there. But there's a lot of, even as I say that, there's a lot of other dudes that can make up for that.
Donnie's game balls for the Steelers' 10-point victory over the Chargers to get to 3-0. Calvin Austin, Justin Fields, and Nick Herbig.
First time this game balls thing hasn't looked really out of whack. I mean, we had two punters, for God's sake, last week.